news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I agree with the Deputy Commissioner of Trials, legal findings and recommendations. It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer. In carrying out the court's verdict in this case, I take no pleasure. I know that many will disagree with this decision, and that is their right. There are absolutely no victors here today, not the Garner family, not the community at large, and certainly not the courageous men and women of the police department who put their own lives on the line every single day in service and to the people of this great city.
More than 5 years after he placed Eric Garner in an illegal and fatal chokehold, New York police officer Daniel Pantaleo was fired. The decision announced by New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill. Garner's daughter, Emerald, wearing a T-shirt with the word murderer written across a picture of Pantaleo, thanked the commissioner for his decision, then promised that this is just the first step toward justice.
We will be going for the congressional hearings. We will be trying to reopen the case. We will be going after the rest of the officers involved because it's not over.
Planned Parenthood is giving up tens of millions of dollars in federal money over a new Trump administration rule that would restrict its clinics from making abortion referrals. Planned Parenthood calls the new policy unethical and dangerous, saying it could limit services to more than a million of its patients. CBS News' Jan Crawford has more.
We refuse to engage with an administration that is going to force us not to deliver the best possible care to our patients.
Planned Parenthood acting president and CEO Alexis McGill Johnson says her organization was forced out of the Title X funding by the Trump administration. Title X subsidizes family planning services for some 4 million women nationwide. Planned Parenthood says it has served about 40% of those patients that it says might now have to seek care elsewhere. The president has championed the rule for months with religious conservatives who have pushed for it.
We've issued a final rule to prohibit Title X taxpayer funding from subsidizing the abortion industry.
The impact will mean that people may choose to forego care. They may choose to delay their care until this is resolved. And that's what's unacceptable.
By law, the federal money could never be used to perform abortions. But under the new rule, clinics that receive money under Title X programs can no longer refer patients for abortions.
The calls for impeaching Donald Trump grew a bit louder on Monday when the number four House Democrat, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico, who's running for Senate and competing in a contested primary, came out in favor of the push, making him the highest-ranking member of the caucus to do so. Lujan is the assistant speaker and former chairman of the House Democratic campaign arm. He said in a statement that he moved into the pro-impeachment column due to warnings that Russian efforts to interfere in U.S. elections have continued into the 2020 cycle. In a related story, the chairwoman of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub, sent Donald Trump a letter on Saturday telling him there is no evidence of rampant voter fraud in 2016 or in any other U.S. election, suggesting he produce evidence of his claims of voter fraud or cease his repeated assertions of illegal voting. Trump began making these accusations after he failed to win the popular vote in 2016. He then subsequently put his vice president in charge of a special commission to investigate allegations of election fraud, but the panel was quickly disbanded by the White House a year later without uncovering any evidence to back up Trump's statement that 3 to 5 million ballots were illegally cast for Clinton. But Trump continues lie-tweeting about it. The idiot-in-chief this time said, falsely, that Google, quote, manipulated from 2.6 million to 16 million votes for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I guess this time he was referring to a segment on Fox Business about psychologist Robert Epstein, who alleged in congressional testimony this summer that he found pro-Clinton bias in Google search result. But there's no evidence that Google manipulated the results to favor Clinton. Google and others saying Epstein's bias claim is wrong. Well, despite repeated assurances from Trump administration officials that U.S. consumers are not bearing the brunt of its tariffs on China, a new analysis from J.P. Morgan predicts that the average American family will be on the hook for $1,000 a year. A new report from the United States Study Center at Australia's University of Sydney claims that the U.S. military is not the primary force anymore in Asia, and it would struggle to defend its allies against the Chinese, further saying that missiles from China's rapidly improving military could overwhelm U.S. bases in the region in a matter of hours. And finally, the first Republican has stepped up to back the assault weapons ban. Representative Peter King of New York on Monday became the first House Republican to join 200 Democratic co-sponsors of the bill titled the Assault Weapons Ban of 2019. It was introduced in February by Congressman David Cicilline of Rhode Island. May the floodgates open. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Just click the donate button.